Welcome to the Women's Rugby Rundown for March 18th through the 24th, and the opening matches of the 2024 Guinness Women's Six Nations, France, Scotland, and England all emerged victorious, with England's Marley Packer reaching a significant milestone as she joined the Centurion Club. South Africa claimed victory over Spain, while Société Générale Valley secured consecutive championships and the Nanfeng Group Suet Women's Premiership. And we also provide a global overview of premier and women competitions worldwide. Get ready for a journey through the latest in women's rugby. This is your Women's Rugby Rundown, and we're about to kick off. In 15's news, France, Scotland, and England kicked off the 2024 Guinness Women's Six Nations with impressive victories. France secured a 38-17 win over Ireland, scoring five tries in Le Mans. Scotland extended their winning streak to seven games with a heroic 20-18 triumph over Wales, making their first away win against Wales in two decades. Meanwhile, England began their title defense with a dominant 48-0 victory over Italy at Parma, despite an early Sarah Beckett sending off. Marley Packer earned her 100th cap for England and led the Road Roses as captain in their Six Nations win against Italy. Packer's illustrious rugby journey began in Ivel Barbens at the age of five before stints at Wasp and Bristol. Notably, she played a crucial role in England's World Cup victories in 2014 and their consecutive appearances in 2017 and 2021 finals. Then joining the Saracens, Packer continued her success, aiding in back-to-back league titles. In last year's WXV1 tournament, she guided England to victory over New Zealand, securing the trophy and the World Rugby 15's Player of the Year award on her 99th appearance. South Africa narrowly defeated Spain 15-13, with Yaki Siliers sealing the win with a late penalty goal. Despite Spain's efforts, they failed to capitalize on a penalty opportunity in the final minute. Springboks head coach Lewis Cohn praised his team for their resilient performance, emphasizing their ability to grind out the victory. Switching to premier and club news, Société Générale Valley clinched the consecutive championship and the Nanfeng Group Suet Women's Premiership with an 11-3 victory over Nantes Ice. We've refreshed our 2023-24 USA Club Rugby standings, highlighting the latest in both D1 and D2 competitions. Regions are getting closer to locking in their super regional seeds, and the final stretch approaches, so stay tuned for more updates. BC Premier is heading towards their semifinals on April 27th and finals on May 4th. We seem to have a problem with their standings table on their website, but we're pretty sure Capolino is leading the league. After four rounds, Chiefs Manawa maintains their undefeated record in Sky Super Rugby Opaki, and they've secured the first semifinal spot in the competition. In the Super W competition, the Waratahs lead with an undefeated record of 10 points, closely following by Western Force, Fijiana Drua, and the ACT Brumbies. The Black Pearls continue to dominate the Nile Special Rugby Championship standings after seven rounds, with Thunderbirds, Avengers, and the Ewes in pursuit. In Germany's Bundesliga A semifinals, Neuenheim and Heidelberg secured spots in the championship, while Dortmund faces regulation alongside the loser of the Lionesses versus Köln match. The Netherlands Premiership sees CL Blue Babes leading undefeated, chased closely by DIOC, AAC, and BRC. The Welsh Premiership continues to face postponement problems with no matches played since February 18th and four weekends left in the season. We close out the week with 20 features and 11 media. Stay connected by subscribing to our episodes on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, or Patreon. Follow us on your preferred social media platforms to never miss out.